This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Jim Stanley and Kendra White. I appreciate Jim and Kendra loaning their great and immense talents and intellect to this here show.
Honored to be visiting professors here today.
Yes,
absolutely.
As JJ and Ed are not here today, so... I'm Tim Wildman, so we're going to continue on the road to learning. That's what we're going to continue to do right now for the next 24 minutes. And Trivia Friday it is. We're going to ask, we're going to repeat our questions.
We are.
And let's go, Jim. Get us started, brother.
All right. Pardon me. What three countries do not use the metric system?
What now, Jim?
What three countries do not use the metric system? Okay. What is the most abundant?
What's their problem? With I mean, is there a motive behind
backsliders?
Backsliders, okay.
Mm, yep.
Don't you remember? We mentioned this before. Uh-huh. Don't you remember, Jim? I know you do. Kendra May. I don't know what her schooling was when you were, but when we were in, and I'm 55, but when I was in fifth grade, they told us that. America is, y'all have heard switching.
I remember that this? We were going to change to the metric system, mm-hmm. and we had to learn all this.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking. Right.
And you know what? That turned out to be a lie.
It did. And it has messed me up for my
life. Straight up, just outright, huh?
It's when doing measurements and stuff now, I can't tell you what's 3/4 or what's 7/8 on the simple dadgum tape measure.
Yeah.
Because I'm always looking over at the millimeters. In centimeters.
But I just wonder if Miss Livingston intentionally lied.
or if she was
told that by her principal to tell the children that we're going to convert over.
Yeah, they were the same folks that came up with Common Core math.
Well, I'm sure.
But I just, the whole world, you know, except for these three countries.
Except for these three countries, bought the lie.
Well, look, it's one thing to know the conversion, to do it on math, on paper, but it's another when you are traveling in a foreign country and the GPS says turn right in 400 meters.
Yeah.
And I did this when I was in Israel. I held out my arm and I was like, well, it's about 1 meter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know?
Meters. Well, you know, I just I kind of knew in the back of my mind, as long as we got football,
you're in good shape.
We're not switching to meters because nobody's going to throw. Nobody's going to say Tom Brady's going to throw for 20 meters today.
Right.
That is not going to work. So I knew we hang on to football.
We're safe.
We're not switching to the metric system. You understand that, Jim?
I do.
Yes. Good logic. Sound logic.
Let's get back to the.
We haven't finished yet. We got on a rabbit trail there. What is the most abundant? Yeah, it is. What is the most abundant element in the Earth's atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to add one. What is a meteor called when it reaches the Earth's surface?
Hmm.
Bad. All right. Bad.
Bad.
A meteor, ouch.
Okay. It's bad. It's really bad.
It's a
crash of rhinos.
Right. I have, what three people did Jesus raise from the dead? What animal was originally bred for meat in China? The panda or the chihuahua? Is not the yak. So our options are getting scary. The panda or the chihuahua.
Pander.
And what is the difference?
He's a pander. What is a pander sandwich.
Pander. A little pander and cheese. Oh, it's awful. It's awful. What is the difference between a graveyard and a cemetery?
Mm. That is an interesting question.
Because you've heard of being graveyard dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Graveyard dead. All right. My questions are, how many legs does a lobster have?
How long have you had that question?
An hour.
Okay, just check.
Or some people say an hour.
Hour.
How many legs does a lobster have? I'm talking about your average lobster now. You know, not your lobster at a freak show or something like that, you know, you see in the circus. I'm talking about just your average.
Siamese lobsters don't count.
No. I'm talking about an everyday lobster has how many legs. And number two, I won't ask but one more question, and that is this. Which bird, speaking of Larry,
yeah.
this is not the bird family from French Lick. I'm talking about an actual bird, an animal.
Yes, sir.
Which bird has the largest wingspan?
That's a great question.
That is a good question. Which, I like that.
Which bird has the largest wingspan? Mm. All right, back to the phones.
Here we go. We're going to talk to Xavier calling from Mississippi. Xavier, thanks for waiting, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, hey, good to see you. Good to hear y'all.
Hey, Xavier, thanks for calling, buddy. Ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay. Are you going to do both? You said that like you had something else you wanted to say before we talked.
I was thinking, when are you going to do that?
When I started calling, the first question that I was going to answer was the ocean where the Titanic sank. That one got taken. And then I was going to answer the one about Peter Pan. And then I was going to answer the one about Simon and Andrew.
Yeah.
All three of those got taken, so I'm basically just going to have to go with my gut here.
I think so. You know, life's not fair, Xavier.
So he's going to take the one about China?
These things happen.
That's right.
I'm going to take the one about what three countries have not yet adopted the metric system.
All right.
Let's go.
So the three countries that have not yet adopted the metric system are the U.S., because, I mean, they still have them in football.
That's true.
Then it's Liberia and Burma.
That is absolutely right.
All right.
Xavier, man.
Now,
well done.
We know why we haven't here in the U.S. What is the, Liberia and what? And
Burma.
Burma.
What's their issues with the?
I don't know what their problem is.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, he said that like that America has a problem.
Well, we have a legitimate excuse.
That's right.
Sure
we have football.
It's the influence of the King and I in Burma, probably.
The King and I in Burma. Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
So it's a Yul Brynner thing. Okay. All right,
Xavier.
The funny thing is, I play a bunch of racing games on my Xbox, and they all take place in different countries. And so whenever I'm on my GPS, like, in 400 meters, turn left. I have no idea what you're saying.
I know. Isn't that true?
Took me a week to figure out how to change my motorcycle game from metric to English.
From metric to English.
There you go.
I love it.
Oh, that's good. What's your question for us, Xavier?
All right. Okay, here we go. Multiple choice, A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's four answers.
In 2015, this Japanese supercar broke the Guinness World Record for the world's fastest drift three times in a row. Which one is it? Is it A, the Toyota FT1, B, the Nissan GT-R, C, the Mazda 787B, or D, the Honda S2000?
I'm going to go with E, the Ford Pinto.
Ford Pinto. What is that, the pace car, Jim?
It is.
Ford I'm Pinto going C.
Pace car? You're going to take, that's a legitimate
shot. Are you
shot
saying, Xavier, what you're asking us is what's the fastest car in the world right now?
No. What car broke the Guinness World Record for the world's fastest drift without dying?
Drift.
What is
that? That was a 57 Chevy right there. Well, pardon me. 57 Chevy.
What is a drift? What explain to me what a drift is exactly.
I thought you would ask me that. So yeah. A drift is basically when you take a car into a corner at an unusually high speed, and then you get the car sideways, and you slide through the corner with a whole bunch of smoke pouring out of your tires.
We call that reckless driving.
That scares me right there, just your description of it, but...
It's fun to watch, though.
Really? Okay. Do they do that in NASCAR? Does NASCAR do that?
No.
Not on purpose.
You gotta like look it up on YouTube. Like,
okay.
There's people who do it in Japan. Like it's a very popular thing in Japan. That's where it came from.
Kind of like
sushi.
And
then there's Formula Drift. That's professional. That's Formula Drift is professional closed course drifting.
Yeah. We don't know. The answer is we don't know. Kendra took a guess, but that was a shot in the dark, wasn't it, Kendra?
Oh, no. I have very detailed information by which I made my edumacated guess.
Okay.
C is where I hide the right answer half the time.
That's right.
You got to bury it.
What's the answer?
Kendra, you are now my new best friend because it is B, the Nissan GTR.
All right. Wow. BFFs forever, Xavier.
Wow, that's pretty cool there. So, but
well
all
done.
All those were Japanese cars you mentioned, right? Mazda, Nissan, Honda, and Toyota.
Yeah, but the thing is, a couple of them weren't supercars, though. The Honda S2000 is actually a roadster, and the Mazda 787B is an endurance race car.
Yeah, you can't put three kids in that, I don't think. Can you?
Like, you can only put one.
Go on vacation? No, I didn't think so. Yeah. Only put one. Anyway, hey, we learned something.
We did. Xavier, did you watch when they launched the car into outer space recently? Did you watch any video of that?
No, because I actually do not like Tesla.
No, not a Tesla fan. All right.
Wow.
I thought maybe you were.
It's all right. We can still be
drank
friends.
Too much cough medicine there, Kendra.
No, it's a real thing. Tesla.
Yeah, I read about that, but I didn't understand it.
You can go see video of it still.
All right. We go on to Fred in Georgia. Fred, you're up next. Go ahead, brother. How you doing?
All right, Fred, go ahead. And we're going to put you on hold, come back to you in a moment, turn your radio all the way down, and we're going to give you another try now. Fred, calling from Georgia.
How you doing, fellas?
Doing good.
Hello? We're here, Fred. We're here for you, brother.
I am a truck driver. I'm in a semi hauling a tanker right now listening to your program, and I love it.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you very much. Where are you calling from in Georgia?
Fitzgerald, sir.
What kind of little dog you got there? Hope it's not a Chihuahua.
It's a Chihuahua.
Oh, wow.
Well. I'm out of China.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, wow.
Well. Okay.
I can guess which question he's going for.
Put a plug in your dog's ears.
No, that's not the question. I was going for that one.
Okay, which one? Ask, answer, or both?
I like to do both, sir.
All right. What is the most abundant element in the Earth's atmosphere?
I'd like to say, and I may be wrong, I hope I'm not, carbon.
No, sir, that is incorrect.
Carbon? But carbon's up there in the top three.
Carbon is probably one of the top three.
Yeah, but good guess.
Now, climatologists would have you believe it's the number one thing in the atmosphere because it's got the hole in the ozone.
You got to admit it, though.
That's right. There's a lot of carbon.
You got to admit it. How you spell admit, Jim?
Admit or emit?
Emit.
Emit.
Yeah.
E-M-I-T.
Yeah, which is a great school in Massachusetts.
Fred, what's your question for us, sir?
Well, I was thinking when the program first come on, you all had Green Acres. And I remember a while back you all had a question, and I never knew if y'all got an answer or not, but it was referring to Green Acres about the name of the pig.
Oh, Arnold.
Green Acres.
Arnold.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
That's
Trust
great.
Me, I know my pigs.
Arnold the pig.
Well, speaking of names.
I thought it was Wilbur.
Wilbur would be a good guess.
Wilbur was, that's Charlotte's Web, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fred, speaking of names, what's your Chihuahua's name?
Jake.
Okay.
I named him after my stepdad. He passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jake the Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Well, just in case when we see how that China question turns out.
So how long you had Jake?
Probably stuck with it, huh?
Yeah.
I got him from an animal shelter.
Oh,
okay. Good deal.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I love animals.
Does he like Taco Bell?
He does too.
Yeah. Taco Bell, that's where Chihuahuas took off. I mean, they.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Little dog.
All right. Thank you, Fred.
Have a great weekend. Be careful out there driving, too.
Yes, sir. You're listening to American Family Radio. If you want to know on the internet where to listen to us, just go to afr.net. afr.net. If you want to watch this here show, you can go to Facebook or YouTube and just type in today's issues, and you can check out the cameras we've got in our studio here in Tupelo. And we are We play trivia every Friday. We got to have, as my uncle used to say, got to have a little fun sometime.
Absolutely. Right? And we still have the
mystery question.
There you go. Thank you.
That's still been
a cowbell question.
Going on
free t-shirt.
Going unanswered?
Yes, sir. Let's see if what Sylvia's got.
Okay.
Sylvia, calling from Georgia. Welcome to Today's Issues.
Hello.
Well, hi. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Hey, Sylvia. By the way, where are you calling from, Sylvia?
Georgia.
Well, I'm not the FBI. You can tell me where.
It's a little community called Ashburn.
Ashburn? You're kidding.
Feds will be at your door any minute, Ashburn. Sylvia.
Yeah, yeah. No, you get, are you getting a little rain there?
No.
Okay.
No, no, we're getting all the heat.
Okay. No weather. Right. No weather from the hurricane.
No. We're on the backside of it.
Gotcha. Well, Sylvia, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Okay. Which one you want to answer?
The lobster.
The lobster question, lobster, which has been hanging around for an hour and
change,
15 minutes.
Just glad it's not my question today.
Okay. How many legs does a lobster have, Sylvia?
It actually has 5 pairs of jointed legs, which gives it 10.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes. Now, five pairs of jointed legs as opposed to disjointed legs?
I guess.
Okay. Okay, well, if you got disjointed legs,
they're in sets. They're
Yeah, but you can contort your body in all kind of ways if you're disjointed.
Yes, you could.
Lobsters, huh? You've seen this before?
No,
we haven't. I've seen them do it in the red lobster in that little holding area.
Right.
That's what I call
acrobatics.
The holding area.
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Hey, what are you doing today? I'm just hanging out here in the holding area.
What happens next? I don't know. Anyway, Sylvia, thanks for calling. You got it right. It's 10. 10 legs on the lobster.
What was your question for us?
Mm-hmm. Okay, as popular as the McDonald's restaurant is, which is the only U.S. state's capital city that does not have a single McDonald's?
Interesting.
Like, you telling me there's a capital city in the U.S. somewhere that doesn't have a McDonald's?
That's what it said.
Where would there not be?
Well, Alaska? That would have to be a small town, I would think. I've never been here, but your home state,
Kentucky.
Isn't the capital in Richmond?
It's Frankfurt.
Frankfurt?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a...
Has Frankfurt got a McDonald's?
It's pretty small. I don't know.
It's pretty small.
I should know if it has this McDonald's.
Sylvia, we don't know. I'm going to go with
Frankfurt,
Kentucky.
Okay.
Capital.
That is actually Vermont.
Vermont.
It's Vermont.
Propeller, Vermont.
Who? Propeller?
Montpelier, Vermont is the capital, and they do not have a McDonald's there. That's interesting. I wonder why.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway. All right.
Thanks, Sylvia.
We learned something today.
We did. The Learning University for us.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I think at this point in the program, we need to repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Okay.
And then close out the show. So let's quickly ask these questions.
Gotcha. What is a meteor called when it reaches Earth's surface?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the most abundant element in the Earth's atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
What three people did Jesus raise from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
What animal was originally bred for meat in China, the panda or the chihuahua? And what is the difference between a graveyard and a cemetery?
Which bird has the largest wingspan? Which bird out there that roams the earth or flies the earth or whatever they do?
That big of a wingspan. Yeah. I'm sure they're flying.
All right. Next up. Who's next up, Jim?
All right. Here we go. We're going to talk to Matt, calling from Texas. Matt, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Matt. Doing good. How about you, sir?
It's hot in Texas.
Yeah. It's hot in Tupelo,
yeah,
too.
That's Matt. I hear you. How hot is it in the middle of September?
It's so hot.
Oh, I think it's only about 80 right now.
Yeah. Well, you'll be glad you got that kind of weather in January. So, of course, it won't be 80 there. Al Gore will be, but nobody else is saying that. Matt, ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both with extra credit.
Extra credit?
Ooh, he's asking for it.
All right, Matt, which one you want to answer?
I'll do the panda.
Okay.
Chihuahua.
The animal that was originally
the yak
bred.
Yak is already gone.
Yeah, yak. Yaks, no, not right. Go ahead, Kendra.
The animal that was originally bred for meat in China was?
I'm going to say panda, which really don't make no sense.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Oh, man.
So by process of elimination.
Mean, poor little, what was the Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
It was the Chihuahua.
Mexico named the state after a dog.
China? Yeah. Yeah, well, that was back during the Mexican-China War that went on.
Well known.
I think that was 1834 through 1836, if you read about it. It's a little-known conflict they had.
Battle of Chalupas.
I might eat me a panda sandwich, but I'm not real sure I'd eat me a Chihuahua sandwich.
That's sad. Oh, man, I'm sorry.
There's some things I could say right there, but I just don't think
people say is, is that why people ask if you're eating dog at a Chinese restaurant?
Wow.
I think it's, I don't need these thoughts into my head.
We need to purify that.
Yeah.
Matt, what's your question for us?
There may be Chihuahuas listening right now.
We know one is.
Yeah, Jack.
We're going to talk about welding rods.
Ooh, all right, let's talk about it. I've always wanted to talk about welding rods.
Bring it on, Matt.
Not sizes, but the types. You've got a 6010, a 6011, a 6013, 7018, 7024. What does the first two numbers, the 60 or 70, stand for?
What does what now?
The 60 or 70 stand for.
What does the 60 or 70 stand for? The length of the rod.
We've got to hurry up because we got questions to answer.
Yep. The length of the rod. If that's not it, tell us what it is.
No, that's the tensile strength. That's how strong the weld will be.
Ah, okay.
60,000 pounds, 70,000 pounds. They also make.
That's what they made my car seat with.
Matt, you learned us something.
You done taught us something here today, Matt. We appreciate it. All right, that's all we got.
Yeah, we need to answer our questions, and there's several to answer. Go ahead.
Well, we've got the Chihuahua answered. So the most abundant element in the Earth's atmosphere? Nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
Okay.
And
where would you find that nitrogen? I mean, in what? Oh, forget it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kendra.
All right, the three people Jesus raised from the dead were Jairus' daughter, the widow's son in Nain, and Lazarus, and the difference between a graveyard and a cemetery, a graveyard is connected to a church.
Never mind. We'll leave that alone. What's a meteor called when it reaches the Earth's surface?
Meteorite?
Burnout.
Meteorite. There you go.
Meteorite, okay. Which bird has the largest wingspan?
Condor.
The correct answer is the wandering albatross.
Said Alcatraz. But I mean
The wandering albatross.
Wandering.
If you got a albatross who knows where he's going, they got a short wingspan.
Is he related to the pink flamingo?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, and I'm not going to talk about that today. We'll see you next time, everybody.